Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
Your weekend edition of For the Birds in April. Boy, is it kind of dry out there. We've had spotty rain, but boy, has it been dry.
Yeah, it really is. I'm kind of shocked when I go out on the trails at the Nature Center here or at home. Like, it's pretty much not muddy, bone dry. I'm used to, you know, this time of year walking at home in the woods, and there's, you know, still a lot of snow in the woods or ice on the trail, but not this year.
No,
really dry.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were already in some sections of Vermont. We're already in a drought in the fall, and I think the snowpack. We had some decent snow, but it went so quickly. I never know if the timing is right or not. But I saw my first patch of hepaticas this week, and I think that's early.
Were they blooming?
They were blooming, and wow. We have a hardwood forest. There's some maples, there's some beech around it, and they're kind of on this slope. And every year I check, and I was like, wow, it seems like I'd be out there looking for blooms. And sure enough, they were in full bloom on Tuesday.
Wow, that does seem early. I was walking on the trails here at the Nature Center this week looking to see if the bloodroot might be up and blooming. It was not. That would be way early too. But yeah, I don't get to see hepatica very often. It does sound early to me. Were spring beauties up as well?
The spring beauties were not. So that made me think. And also the leeks, ramps had started, but they're not harvest level yet. I think they need a good shot of rain.
Yeah.
But very little snow cover left in the woods. And people were sugaring a lot this week, hit or miss, depending where you are. But I noticed a lot of people were boiling well into the night. So I think it recovered in some regions after a sort of a spotty beginning in other areas.
Well,
we probably should talk about birds. We've talked about everything.
Yeah, birds.
Let's talk about, why don't we talk about bluebirds? I've been hearing a bluebird sing.
Yeah, bluebirds are back. You know, they do overwinter in Vermont. And if you go into the Champlain Valley in the winter, you can often find bluebirds. And certainly in the Northeast, other all around New England, bluebirds do spend the winter. A lot of them migrate south, though. So they're one of these partial short-distance migrants. So in central Vermont, in eastern Vermont, bluebirds are just back now. And also checking out nest boxes. I don't know if you have any nest boxes at your place, Hanson, but we do here at the Nature Center, and it's not too early to get your bluebird houses cleaned out.
Yeah, I did a little bit of that this week. Always a little tardy on that, but hopefully they haven't passed them by. But yeah, I'm cleaning out the bluebird boxes and whatever. But there was a couple that were hanging around and singing away like this. It really signifies spring when you hear the bluebird.
Yeah, that's such a great sound, that little warble they do. It's really distinctive. And the color on a bluebird just always blows me away. Every time I see a bluebird, it kind of feels like the first time because that color is so vibrant. Yeah, they're just a joy.
In the habitat for them, they like open areas, but they need a little bit of, woods around them, right?
Yeah, they hunt from perches, so, fence posts, the edge of, the woods along a field, scattered trees or bushes in a meadow. So they do need open areas for foraging, but those perches are important too. Also, because you won't see them like foraging like from the top of a goldenrod. At least I've never seen that. They're always on a sturdy perch like a fence post here at the Nature Center, and of course they require cavities for nesting. So that could be a natural cavity like on the edge of the forest. But of course, they go readily to nest boxes we can put out for them. So yeah, they're fairly selective about their habitat. I feel like they've become more and more common over the years. I know for a while, you know, bluebirds were in serious decline. I think that decline is reversed, and now they're a pretty common sight around Vermont, where there's, you know, in farm country and where there's hay fields and meadows. So yeah, you got to get to this time of year. You know, the place like the Nature Center or an open meadow with scattered bushes is the best place to look for them.
Eastern bluebird on For the Birds. But another one that I'm saw for the first time this week was the Phoebe.
Yeah, they it seems like they've kind of arrived en masse just recently. I remember, I think it was two programs ago, Ansett, I exclaimed in the middle of the program that I was seeing an eastern Phoebe, and then it was, and that, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago, I think, and then it had been a while since I saw another one, but now, yeah, I'm seeing them almost every day. You know, and kind of like the bluebird. Oh, speaking of seeing cool birds while we're talking, Ansett, there's a fox sparrow out my window right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm so distractible when it comes to birds. But anyway, the Phoebe, you know, kind of like the bluebird, they get a very different nesting situation, but they often are in brushy fields, meadows, you know, and also backyards, but perched on a fence post or a shrub, foraging out for flying insects. So in some ways, they kind of overlap in habitat a bit, but they definitely have different nesting preferences. Phoebes often build their nest on human structures, like on top of a light fixture on your porch or underneath the deck. They, you know, they are sometimes in natural settings. Like I've occasionally found Phoebe nests, like on a cliff face, of an overhang. But often they're really closely associated with our homes and decks and garages and sheds, bridges, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and under bridges, but also under the sugar house sometimes, and a lot of sugar makers remark when they see the first Phoebe, they know that sugaring is done or almost done when the Phoebe arrives.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, you know, one thing this time of year, they're singing, of course, when they're especially in the morning, and when folks are just getting started with bird watching. They often confuse the Phoebe song and the black-capped chickadee song. So Phoebes have this kind of rough, feebry song, and the chickadee has this very clear, whistled, Phoebe, Phoebe. So if you hear something like... that's the chickadee. You need to take a close look. And you'll see it's a black-capped chickadee, and the Phoebe has that rougher, harsher Phoebe. So a little Birdsong 101 there for the new birders out there.
Yeah, definitely songs of spring. And, of course, the Phoebe sort of moves its tail a little bit as it moves from branch to branch or wire to wire.
Yeah, I've always wondered why they do that. They can bob their tail up and down. It's a field mark, a behavioral field mark. You can see from a mile away. So even if you're not getting a good look at the bird, even if it's in just in silhouette, you can see them bobbing that tail up and down.
The Eastern Bluebird and the Eastern Phoebe on For the Birds, your weekend edition. So seeing lots of waterfowl as well. We've got a couple of just a pair of geese that are in the field below, and I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're lost or whatever, but they're just hanging out in the, there's no real water around at all, but they're just hanging out in the field, a pair of them. They do it all day long. And then there was a flyover of six or eight the other night that spotted them, and they turned around and came back and flew in and spent a little bit of time with them, but they didn't take off with them. The other six or eight took off and they were gone, but the two remained. So I thought that was interesting to watch that little behavior.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. A little social interaction there. Hey, you want to join the flock?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good here.
Yeah, we're good. It was like, it was so funny. It was like, hey, who's that down there? There's two of them down there. Let's turn right here and on approach and I'm coming in. It was kind of like an airplane, you know?
That's really fun. Yeah. It's always fun to watch bird behavior. I love like identifying birds and looking at birds, but like studying them and looking at checking out their behaviors, it's always fascinating. Always something to learn.
You bet. Well, we do have to fly out of here for another weekend. Enjoy the spring. Be well. Be safe. Enjoy the spring. It's here. It's greening up. Birds are out. The sun's up earlier. The sun sets later and all that good stuff. Until next time, I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
For the birds.